Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hey everyone, welcome to Fit Chicks Chat. I'm Amanda Quinn.
And I'm Laura Jackson.
And I'm coming to you live from my hallway.
Ooh, that's the one thing about internet connections. When you work online.
For some reason, this is the only spot that I seem to have like really a clear connection. So here it goes. So I'm just sitting on my floor. So don't mind me. So in today's recap, we wanted to talk a little bit more about some celebrity workout ideas, and then also just talk about what is realistic in terms of your expectations of yourself in your workouts. The reason why I want to talk about this is because I had the amazing Holly Perkins that I interviewed this week on our Fit Chicks Chat, and she is a celebrity trainer out in LA, and she is amazing. She has written a best-selling book all about strength training for women, and she is a contributor with Shape Magazine and Women's Self Magazine and all those kinds of things. So she's just got so much going on, and she's so knowledgeable. And so her and I went during the interview, and if you haven't checked it out on iTunes, make sure that you do. But during that interview, we were talking a little bit about, I was saying how I was reading about some, like in some tabloids clearly, about what some celebrities were doing in terms of their workouts. And it was saying that one celebrity in particular was working out 8 hours a day. And she's like, actually, that's absolutely not true. She's like, I know her personally. She works out at my gym and she doesn't work out that much. And I was like, that is so refreshing, because in my mind, it was Juliana Huff that it was said that she was working out 8 hours a day. And I mean, if that was like she was dancing 8 hours a day, I could believe that because of her Disney with the Stars stuff. But it was saying that she was working out 8 hours a day. And when I read that, I was kind of like, whoa, like even in being a professional in this industry, I read that and I was like, oh my gosh, it would take 8 hours a day to look like her. Cause she's got like a smoking bod. Like she looks amazing. But I was like, oh my gosh, is it really going to take 8 hours a day to look like that? And I'm sure that I'm not the only one who reads something like that and feels that way. And the truth of the matter is, like Holly was saying to me, she's like, that's not true. Like it's like 100% not true.
Well, who has 8 hours a day to work out to begin with? Like she would have to be working. Like,
yeah. Well, no. And so that's sort of what I wanted to talk to you about, because it's kind of like this idea that like, I think sometimes there are things portrayed in the media in like around celebrities and what they do. Some celebrities, it's like, they say like, oh, I don't even work out at all. And then there's some celebrities that are like, oh, I work out like 10 hours a day or things like that. And it's like, I think there is this unrealistic expectation that's put in place, especially on women, to like follow suit. You know, to like either like, oh, well, I want to have abs like Juliana Huff, so I need to work out 8 hours a day. Or I wish that I could be like X person, like X supermodel, and never work out because, you know, they just have this great metabolism, which may or may not also be true.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of like, I guess my point is that don't read everything. I mean, don't believe everything you read, first of all, because, you know, if you're unsure, you can even email Holly and she might set you straight.
Yeah.
Also is to think about don't worry about like what other people are doing, and don't worry about sort of what they have going on or what you think they have going on based on what you've read. Instead, focus on what your goals are or what your milestones are, and focus on what's going to work for you. Because to be totally honest, the idea of working out 8 hours a day is like the worst thing in the world to me.
But like, I would not be working out 8 hours a day.
No, like, of course not. No,
crazy. Like, who has 8 hours a day? And also, who, you have to eat.
I know, you have to eat. You have to like live your life. You have to like do stuff. Like, you can't just like be at a gym. Like, I mean, unless, like, the only thing that I could ever see being realistic is like if you were training for a role, like, you know how like you see some of them that are like, I'm training for like the Wonder Woman role or something, and they have to learn all these different martial arts and stuff like that. But that's part of their training.
And that type of training, you would be totally injured if you're doing that amount of training 8 hours a day, because your body needs recovery time. But I think one of the main takeaways from this too is like, as women, A, you have to be realistic about what you want your body to look like.
Yeah.
What it can look like, because some of us are just genetically not able to have a certain type of body. So some people, you know what I mean? They don't eat donuts for 2 days. They have a six pack because six pack is a superficial muscle.
Yeah.
Like for other people, no matter how lean they get, they'll never have a six pack because they just, it's not the way that their genetics are. Mm-hmm. But so I think it's like what you want to look like, what you can look like, and then really what you're willing to do to look like that. Mm-hmm. So like there is this article by Precision Nutrition that I love, and it's called The Cost of Getting Lean.
Right.
And I love it because it's talking about like, these are the different scenarios for different body fats. So it's like, if you want to get this low in your body fat, mm-hmm. you know, that means essentially it'll go through, like, it'll tell you like, you basically have no social life. You can't eat out at restaurants. You can only prepare your own food. You cannot mm-hmm. drink any alcohol. You cannot.
No, I love that article. I know exactly.
And it's so yeah. realistic to the point where it's like, okay, when you read that and it's in front of your face, because so many people, they're like, I want, you know, to look like Beyonce or whatever, but I want to work out 10 minutes a day and I want to eat yes. whatever I want except for, you know, or I want to eat clean and have 2 days, which I don't like the word eating clean, but I want to eat super real whole foods. But then I have 2 days a week where I just go, you know, whatever I want to eat, I can have like chips and candy and blah, 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 blah. Well, yeah. even one meal can sabotage your whole week's worth of efforts. And that's just the reality of it. Like,
yeah.
and everyone wants these shortcuts and they don't want to do the workouts or they don't want to give up certain foods. And the reality is you have to, and that's part of the cost of getting lean. So it's like, again, what do you want to look like? What can you look like? And are you willing to do what it takes to get there? And that's kind of what I always ask like my clients, because you know, sometimes it takes that mental shift to let go of like, you know what? I really like going out for wine with my girlfriends on Thursday night. And that's something I don't want to give up. So cool, yeah. keep it. But then don't sit there and be upset if you don't have the body that you want, if you're not willing to sacrifice the things to look like that. So find your balance.
Exactly. No, exactly. And I think, you know, and I know for you in particular, like I wanted to bring this up to you too, because even though I know for you, you went through this process like personally when you were going through your fitness competition phase, because when you were training totally. For your fitness competition, you had to do a complete lifestyle change in order to get to the, you know, to like stage ready or whatever you want to call it, like yeah. to get the six pack and to get to where you wanted to feel comfortable and confident hitting that stage, you had to do a lot of changes to your life in terms of like how you were eating, how you were training, but also your day-to-day lifestyle, what you were doing. And, you know, I think that you saw massive changes in your body physically, but it was a lot. It was a lot. Like I was with you a lot through that process. Like you and I were like together a lot during that process. And I remember it was just like, you know, you would be like, I can't go out for brunch because there's nothing I can eat on that menu and it'll just be tempting and it'll just make me upset. Yeah. Or,
it was,
you know,
easier to eat like it.
And so it's kind of like, exactly. And so because you had an end goal, I'm sure in the big picture of things, it was worth it for that reason, because you were able to hit the stage. You looked amazing. You had your six pack, you felt confident, you looked good. But in a day-to-day living, would that be something that you would be willing to sacrifice?
But that's where it was a massive wake-up call for me, and I'm always so happy that I did it, because now I have such an understanding of my body and I have such an understanding of what it takes for my body to look a certain way. So then that was yeah. a conversation I had to have with myself, was like, okay, do I really want to live a lifestyle just to look like that, but I can't do certain things? So I now know the exact weight for me, the exact activity where I feel the most comfortable and I could still have my social life balance and my, yeah. like my nutrition balance and all that balance. So I know that number and I know that pant size and I know what that looks like to me. So it's like, if I'm above that, I'm like, okay, I need to dial it back. And if I'm like way below that, it's usually because something's going on. Cause that's kind of like the balance what I stay at.
Right.
So yeah, so it's like, I'm just happy I did it because I know that it's so easy to get into this whirlwind of like, this is what you want, like should look like, or this is what you could look like if you just follow this 30-day program. And then you're like, or, you know, you start to beat yourself up. Like, why don't I have discipline? But it's like, it's not even about discipline. Well, it is when you're training, because most of these people are training for a specific thing. When you're training right. for the stage, or you're training for a movie role, when you have something that you're training for, it is completely different than lifestyle training. You know, yeah. Like they're not walking around looking like that every day. They have an end goal. And then probably after that goal, they will look a different way. Right. So it's not like, it's not what most of the majority of women like us, we're doing is we are just lifestyle training. We want to look good and feel good and feel healthy on the regular. Right.
Of course. I know it's funny that you say that. Cause I remember like, there was an interview with Channing Tatum on Ellen and he showed up and it was like after he finished filming Magic Mike, like the sequel.
Oh yeah. His body was like ridiculous.
But afterwards, when he went on Ellen, he was like, she's like, how are you? And he's like, I'm fappy. And I still remember that comment because I thought it was so funny. And she's like, what? And he's like, I'm fat and happy. Because he was just like, he had put on a bit of weight because he's like, in between roles, he's like, I now just eat what I want. I get to hang out and like lay around. Like, I'm not quoting him exactly clearly, but you know, he was basically just
dying from that.
He's living he's just living life more, you know, just general, as opposed to being super strict and super specific and training every day and dancing every day and doing all these things that he had to do in order to get to a certain place for that role. And so you have to remember, and I guess this was my main point too, is that if you are looking at people on covers of magazines, if you're looking at people in movies and you're like, oh my gosh, look at her six pack, or look at this, I want to look this way or whatever, like know that A, that is their job. Like, their job is to look a certain way for a certain role. They're paid to lose weight or to gain weight or to do those things. Cause you hear, you know, method actors all the time talking about how they've lost weight or gained weight or things like that for roles.
Totally.
And then so that's their job. They have a huge team around them supporting them. And then also remember that it's not their everyday living. So don't compare yourself to like a celebrity specific, like you can have them as kind of like inspiration, but don't have it as a comparison tool. Cause I don't think that that's a fair way to judge yourself and to kind of put those parameters against yourself. Cause I think that you're putting yourself into a place of like a real negative spin.
Well, that's where it's like, even, you know, we talk a lot too about like, be careful about what you consume and not even just like your food, but what you're reading. And like, I've really shifted, yeah. Like even for me, the stuff I used to love, like trash TV and like celeb mags, I just don't even, it doesn't do it for me anymore. Like I'm such a loser.
Yeah.
I'm such a nerd. I'm like, oh, I'd rather be reading my mindset shifting book, or my favorite right now is reading about the impacts of cholesterol. So like, these are the things I'm reading now. But it's like when you're constantly inundating yourself with messages of like what other people are doing, it takes the focus away of you doing your work in the world. And really your body is just a vessel. It just is taking you through this place, right? So you can transform it to look whatever you want to look like, but are you willing to do what it takes to make it look like that? And that is going to be your lifestyle. You know what I mean? Like that's kind of what I always bring it back to. Like, just be honest. And like you and Channing Tatum and me, like when you've actually gone through the process and you know the sacrifice you have to make, you're like, is it really worth it? And for me,
exactly,
it wasn't. And for him, it wasn't. You know, I saw his diet on that movie. It was crazy. It was like chicken, broccoli, chicken, broccoli, chicken, broccoli, peanut butter.
Delicious. Yeah.
Okay.
No, for sure. So yeah, so we're going to wrap it up, but definitely, you know, just end big picture. Don't compare yourselves to celebrities and what they're looking at, because that's their role. And if you want to use them as inspiration, great, but find your own inspiration within yourself too. Like, set your goals, set your milestones, and look at like how you're progressing and what you're willing to put into it to get to those goals and what you need to put into it to get to those goals.
Exactly.
All right. Until next week. Bye everyone.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.